Today is day 19 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. This week, which is the final week of our 3-week fast, we're going to be asking God to help us bring the hope of Jesus to everyone around us as we experience the fullness of his love and goodness in our lives. Together, we'll read scripture, reflect on what God is showing us, and pray. Today, we'll look at what it means to live a life where we do good to all. In Matthew 5, verses 44 through 47, Jesus says, "I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that?" During his ministry, Jesus shared a lot of truths that are honestly the opposite of what the world would teach us. One of the hardest of these truths is his command to love and pray for our enemies. Today, pray that the Lord would bless and open the eyes of the people who you may otherwise consider enemies or rivals, those who hurt you or you would deem difficult. Ask him to help you love and see even those you disagree with in the same way he does. Father, I am following your example and command and praying for my enemies today. I pray that you would saturate my life with the Holy Spirit's power to release any unforgiveness, cynicism, suspicion, thoughts of revenge, or hateful emotions toward them. Give me the wisdom to bless, love, and serve them. And Father, I pray that you would reveal your Son to them. I pray for their salvation and redemption. I pray that you would heal and free them from any brokenness that has led them to this point. Work in them, Lord. In Jesus' name, Amen.